Hello, world. This is Maceo, your host at Everything EHC, Enchanted Hills Camp, very own free podcast. I'd like to mention that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. Here we are on number 8. This is show number 8, I believe, if I'm keeping track correctly. We have a very special guest with us, and we are ready for our Everything EHC introductions, and go!
So my name is Debbie Bacon. I am the Rehabilitation Counselor at the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, but I also am heavily involved with our Changing Vision, Changing Life programs that we rotate at Enchanted Hills 3 to 4 times a year, sometimes even more. And so my job is to make sure that we have lots of students who are very interested in training. They generally are students who are beginning the process and need to learn a little bit about everything. So we bring them up here for a week and we show them a little bit of orientation and mobility, a little bit of adaptive technology. Then we move on to independent living skills, some cooking, some organizing, then we do a little Braille, if that's their inclination, and then we do a little yoga on the side, and right now we're doing some water aerobics because it's warm and the pool's open, and some adjustment to vision loss comes along the way in some way, shape, or form, and we provide them resources in their communities. Some people come from all over the United States, California, primarily the Bay Area, and the age range is generally between the ages of 21 to 90 years old. So that's kind of a nutshell.
You summed it up beautifully, Debbie. Thank you for joining us at this podcast. I was going to mention that the schedule here at EHC is often confusing for people who, particularly like me, who work the summer staff, because there are some camps that happen in between and kind of come and go. This is one of those things. Mm-hmm. We just did family camp, and after the family camp, you arrived with, we should mention, Kathy Abrahamson, correct? Yes.
That's right. Kathy Abrahamson is the director of all rehabilitation services at the Lighthouse.
This is, so you guys come up here and set up a whole kind of different program. This isn't like fun camping. There are some fun elements to it,
That's
I would imagine.
Correct. Yes.
But there's also a lot of learning going on. So basically, I'm off for the week, and I have this opportunity to see what's going on. I've never been here for a Changing Lives, Changing Visions program. It's very interesting. Lots of O&M instruction going on mm-hmm. around. Tell us a little bit about why these folks would want to come to Changing Vision. What makes their cases a little bit more unique, I guess?
Most people have had no exposure to anything to deal with vision loss, blindness, low vision, whatever you want to call it. They just don't have exposure. They're generally isolated within their communities or their families. They may have seen an optometrist or an ophthalmologist, and they know they don't see well. But what primarily pumps them is most people cannot read, and they cannot drive any longer. So they have to be able to get around more safely, and they have to be able to manage their own bills and communication. And so that's what jumpstarts it generally. They're generally people who are either looking for more skills or better skills, people who have no exposure to skills at all, skills training. They may be people who are shifting gears as far as employment goes. Maybe their vision loss has progressed to the point where they have to rethink their employment situation. Maybe there are people who have moved out of state and they've come here and they know nothing about what we do and how we do it. So we look at all kinds of aspects. And as I said, the age range is all over the place. The demographics are all over the place. It's just someone who needs to know more about how they can be more independent and take on their own life again.
Yes, functioning as a visually impaired or blind person.
Exactly.
Just some of the basics sometimes. It's a difficult place to get around here, even if you are a visually impaired or blind person. So as the O&M instructors watching them let the campers do things themselves, is sometimes difficult because you want to help them, but they need to figure it out for themselves, it seems like, is what I get going on.
Yeah, and in most cases, many of these people have never had the opportunity to make mistakes or to discover and learn. And so this is a great place. It's a safe place. There's people all around watching all of the time, but yet not stepping in and doing it for them, because if we do it for them, then they'll never be able to figure it out on their own.
Right. And I'd like to comment that in the spirit of what Enchanted Hills Camp is, this is done with a lot of love and trust, understanding. Nothing is moving too fast. We take our time at our meals. There is a schedule to follow, but I can see that it still has that camp atmosphere.
It does, and we're really cognizant of individual need as much as we can be. Right now, this time we have 12 people, so numbers kind of dominate time at our schedule sometimes, but we try to make sure everyone has a taste of everything. I do a pre-assessment with everyone to see what their really gut need is at the moment, and then I let our instructors know a lot about them, and they go from there and do their own conversations with students. So before they even get here, the staff knows a lot about them. What most people tell me, above and beyond all the training, above and beyond learning new things and getting new resources, the biggest and most important thing to them is meeting other people, which is key to what Enchanted Hills really is about.
Absolutely.
And so they get to meet other people who can't see well and who are struggling too and who are kind of bumping into things and not being able to read, and how do you do this and how do you do that? And they're learning from each other because they're all on a different path. And they just kind of merge here for a week. And it's incredible to see the group dynamics and how it changes within a short 4 days. It's amazing.
I would totally agree with that 100%. And even listening to some of the campers talk about their fears or experiences when they first get here, how daunting it is, to how comfortable and awesome it was at the end of the program.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening now here at Enchanted Hills Camp. It's Wednesday afternoon. I'm ahead of a day here. Wednesday afternoon about 4:00. And before you go, Debbie, before we're done talking about this, let's find out a little bit about you. Where are you from? What are your hobbies? What do you like to do outside of the lighthouse?
I am originally from a really small town in Northern California called Colusa, California. And it's a farming community, and it's about an hour northeast of Sacramento. So I grew up as the only kid that couldn't see well for almost the entire K through 12, and in my county, and I was the great experiment. And my parents were very young, so we were all learning at the same time. And so parents receiving resources, people advocating, is very important to me because I had to do it and still do it. And yet I know if I'd had Enchanted Hills, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about Enchanted Hills till I was 18 years old. And it was still running. It was going. I just didn't have that information. So
gotcha.
Information's key to me. What I love to do, I love music. I love to do things with my family. I love to go on trips. We went to New Zealand a couple years ago. I love that. We're going to go up the North Coast this in a couple more weeks. I love that. And I love to read, and I love science fiction. So those are my things.
Okay, so real quick, what is a good book to read right now?
Well, I am reading a collection of stories and information about the development of Star Trek.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
The development of Star Trek from the show all the way to the movies. And they actually have two parts, so I'm kind of jumping between two parts. And I find it interesting because there's a lot of drama queens within the production industry.
Oh, yeah, that seems to be common. Who's your favorite captain?
Oh, gosh. I don't really have a favorite. They all have a different place. They fit in a different place.
I'm a Voyager guy. I'm really down with Captain Janeway. I've always have been for some reason. I really loved that series so much. I love them all, but I like the Voyager.
I think I like the Next Generation crew because they really did a lot of deep character exploration, which of course the first show they didn't have time to do. They only had 3 years.
Right.
But, yeah, they're all interesting to me. We have a new one coming out that I've been kind of checking out a little bit, and I'm always really negative initially with the new ones because I my past is just too strong in my mind and I can't get force myself to watch it and pray that it's okay.
That it's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, Debbie. You have a outstanding rest of your week here. You're doing amazing things with Kathy, doing Changing Visions, Changing Lives up here, and all the work that you do at the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco.
I need to say one more
Please
thing.
Please do.
This could not be done without a really good core team of instructors and staff, and if one of us is missing, it doesn't work as well.
Do you want to give a few credits to those people?
Yes,
now would
I'd
be
like
the time to do that.
To Shin Kwan, Jeff Buckwalter, Debbie Wurtzman, who comes from us from Chico, the O&M staff, Terry Wedler, Jennifer Huey, Kat Jones, all these people rotate in and out. Robert Almanira, who works out of San Francisco. We have Sydney Ferrario, who does our cooking and independent living skills. We have Don Leafling, who does low vision devices. And of course, Kathy, who does it all and much more than she probably should, but she does it all and she does it well. And then, of course, the support of Tony and the staff here who are incredible, the kitchen staff, the support staff, the site staff. Janet and Donnie Lay. We couldn't do it without all of us doing it together. It's a truly a team effort.
I agree 100%. Thank you for those beautiful sentiments. And thank you for joining us here on Everything EHC, talking about Changing Visions, Changing Lives programs. It's Debbie Bacon. Thank you very much for joining us.
I'm pleased to be here.
Again, you can listen to Everything EHC podcast live at maceo.net, maceo.net. Thank you for listening. More podcasts on the way. As always, the whole summer long, summer fun podcast, EHC, coming your way. Thank you for listening.